News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, former Olympic swimming coach George Gibney has been arrested in the United States on foot of a Garda request to extradite him to Ireland. The arrest is part of an investigation into historical child sexual abuse claims. And Jack Power, Irish Times reporter, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Jack. Firstly, for people listening in this morning, can you just remind us of the background of who George Gibney is?
Yes, yeah, so George Gibney was a high-profile swimming coach connected to Trojan Swimming Club in Dublin. And, you know, at the time, he would have had a lot of success coaching swimmers that went on to do, you know, have great careers. And this was during the 80s and the 90s in Ireland. And Ireland was really rocked by a bombshell in 1993 when Gibney faced criminal charges over several counts of, at the time it was called, indecency against young swimmers and having carnal knowledge of girls under the age of 15. So that abuse scandal, you know, probably one of the most high-profile alleged abuse scandals in recent Irish history. And that trial at the time and that prosecution back in the early 90s was effectively halted by Gibney taking a successful legal challenge against the case. So what's happened now is, in more recent years, Gardaí have been investigating fresh allegations of historical child sexual abuse against Gibney, prompted in part by a popular podcast, Where is George Gibney, that the second captains produced, that really, I suppose, went over and covered some of the ground that, you know, we somewhat knew about, but had kind of faded a little bit into recent memory. And that really reignited, I suppose, the case, publicity around the case. And on foot of that, I understand several, you know, a significant number of further alleged victims of Gibney came forward and made complaints to An Garda Síochána Conna. And that has culminated in this recent investigation, which the Gardaí have now sought an extradition warrant to arrest Gibney. And he has been taken into custody over in the United States, in Florida, where he'd been living for recent years.
Okay. And Jack, do we know how we got to this point? Because obviously he's in custody now. We know that there's been an ongoing investigation. But do we know what has happened in terms of liaising between Irish and US legal, I suppose, and law enforcement officials?
Yeah, it's a process. Extradition is a process that takes quite a while. You know, we now know the Director of Public Prosecutions directed that Gibney be charged. But then at that point, the Gardaí had to, you know, carry out a significant amount of kind of paperwork to line up the request to US authorities to have him, to apply to have him extradited. And, you know, this has been something, it's been going on for several months. As I understand it, the initial request for extradition was sent around late last year. You know, we've been aware that this has been in train for several months, but have refrained from publishing anything until Gibney had been taken into custody for fear of, you know, jeopardizing the criminal process that's in train. But so really it was a bit of a waiting period where, you know, Gardaí were confident that in their view they had, and the DPP were confident in their view that they had enough to charge Gibney. They're intending to charge him with more than 50 counts or charges related to alleged historical child sexual abuse. That process, you know, moved over to, I suppose, the United States side of things, and it was up to the US State Department to process that, and then the US Marshals to enforce that arrest. And, you know, now it will move into the legal sphere in the US. You know, I understand Gibney, you know, will come before a judge for, you know, a preliminary hearing in relation to that extradition request. You would imagine that if he contests it, you know, that then could also kick off
okay,
potentially a lengthy process that mightn't conclude for some time.
And Jack, do we think that what he's being extradited off the back of are these new allegations that have come out since the second captain's Where is George Gibney podcast, or are they related to the old ones? Because a lot of people would find it quite confusing that that case in the 90s was dropped because he took an injunction against the guards.
Yeah, so these are fresh allegations. So none of the current charges that are pending are related to any of the old charges that he faced in the early 90s. So it's new allegations, it's further allegations and further alleged survivors of sexual abuse at the hands of Gibney when he was a swimming coach in Ireland in the 80s and the 90s. So yeah, it's new allegations that he'll be charged with. And I suppose Gardaí, obviously, I'd imagine, feel confident enough, given that they've sought an extradition request, that, you know, this, there might be a different outcome in this case than there was in the early 90s.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Jack Power, their Irish Times reporter. And we will be bringing you updates on the George Gibney extradition and that case as we have them throughout the day here on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.